We're in Simon Tov Kuv Lama Gimel. Sif Beis, the Machaber says, Mutter, Lakor, Pishdan, Mibne Shirai, Lachazabos Achalam, Velakor, Kshis, Shirai, Lahatabo Shechel, Tarachamoy, Velakor, Shumshum, Shavishabo, Ruyam, Lachomiyats. You're allowed to uproot all these different things, even though you're not actually eating them right now, since they have a purpose for Chol HaMoed, which is being used right now. It is permissible to do so because of Tzorach HaMoed, it is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, this is only true if you're doing it for this purpose. That's when you're allowed to uproot it, to use it for that Tzorach HaMoed purpose. And it is only mutter for you to uproot that which you need right now. You can't do more so that you have left over for other needs after the moed. The Mishnah Berurah says that when he says lak or shumshamin, this isn't the shumshamin that we're talking about, which is food which could be eaten right now. Rather, it's a different type of seed which you could fry it, etc., in honey, and then it will be roi lachila, but they're not roi right now, and therefore you'd be allowed to take them out in order to dry them. The Tzorach HaMoed, that would be permissible. Sif Gimel, Perus Shen is Bashul Ksas and Echal Na'edei Adchak, fruits which had ripened a little bit and could be eaten now if you really needed to eat something. Mutr Lak Den Kedei La'achlan, you're allowed to pick them in order to eat them, since they could be eaten Al Yedei Adchak. Vim Liktan La'achlan V'hosir, if you pick some in order to eat them and it turns out you have leftover, v'choshe shema yasliu, and you're afraid that they are going to get bugs in them, im lo yich b'shem lehotzi lechamehem, if you don't dry them out now, yachol l'chapshin, you'd be allowed to do so in order to prevent them from getting worms, aval aser l'aktam t'chilik de l'chapshin, but you can't uproot them, pick them, in having in mind that you are planning on drying them out in order to eat them in the future, v'mudavar she'enu nimsa achar moy, but if it's something that can't be found after yantif, mutar l'knoto l'chapsho, then you would be allowed to get it, because that would be, in that case, it's a davar ha'aved. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true if the price was going to go up, and you would be able to get it after Yom Tov, would be more expensive, then it would be permissible to be kovish it now to dry it out for the future also. So even though they are not really to be used right now, the reason that it would be okay is because it is going to be considered a davar aved. The Baralacha says, however, this is not so pasha, that since it's a malacha gemura, it's only mutter if it's a davar aved, whereas this is just avur ravcha, which means you're saving yourself. It's not a davar aved. You would just be able to make more profit. So the question is making more profit considered to be the same thing as a davar aved? And the Baralacha says this isn't so pashut. Siv dalid, tzar adam dagim kol mashi yachol latzud malech hakol b'moed. You're allowed to go fishing on Chol HaMoed, and you can catch whatever fish you want and salt it. Because there's potential for you to eat them all on Chol HaMoed if you wanted to. You're allowed to do this in public, because everyone knows that it is all Tzorach HaMoed, since you probably want the fish to eat right now. The Mishnah Berurah says that this case is different than the earlier case we discussed, where you were only allowed to pick the certain amount of flax, etc., which you needed for right now. But here we're saying you could fish as much as you want because each fish is different. So it could be the next fish that you find will be even better for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif, and therefore you're allowed to fish as much as you want. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that since there is potentially benefit on Yontif, it is not considered to be Tzorach Chol, since you could eat it Al Yedei Hadachak. And the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, it would be permissible even to fish for business purposes, for you to sell those fish, even if it's not going to be for your own benefit. What about fishing just for fun? You're not planning on eating them. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Vosner both say that you're not allowed to fish just for pleasure purposes on Chol HaMoed. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it is mutter to go fishing on Chol HaMoed, because since you enjoy it, that is considered to be Tzorach HaMoed, and that's okay, even if you're not going to eat it. However, the Rav Moshe says that it's best if you are going to eat it. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says on this topic that if there are bugs that are bothering a person, you are allowed to kill them on Chol HaMoed, because that is considered to be Tzorach Adam, and therefore it is Tzorach HaMoed. And even though you're able to shoo them away, they'll come back if you shoo them away, so therefore it's permissible to kill them.